For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. MoDOT wants to scale back maintenance of most of Missouri's roads and bridges because the state reportedly won't have enough money to maintain them all in the coming years. Marshall Griffin reports.
Transportation officials say it'll cost an estimated $485 million a year just to maintain Missouri's 34,000 miles of roads and bridges. But the state will only have $325 million a year on hand by the year 2017. MoDOT Director Dave Nichols is proposing reclassifying 8,000 miles of roads as, quote, primary, and keeping them fully maintained. The remaining 26,000 miles of roads would only get limited maintenance.
We will patch potholes, and we'll do repairs to the traffic signals. But over time, these roads are going to deteriorate.
The proposal would have to be approved by the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission, which at this point appears likely. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Some Ameren, Missouri energy customers soon will pay a few dollars more a month for an energy efficiency incentive. The Missouri Public Service Commission on Wednesday announced commission members approved a request from the company to bump up the monthly energy efficiency investment charge. A typical residential customer now pays $3.70 a month for the charge, but that cost will increase to $6 a month starting January 27th. The charge is meant to encourage utility companies to use energy efficiency programs. Ameren requested to charge higher rates to pay for changing costs to the company for energy efficiency efforts. A Missouri House committee is suggesting lawmakers reject a pay increase for statewide elected officials in 2017. The House Rules Committee on Wednesday approved a measure to forego raises recommended by a state commission charged with evaluating salaries. Recommendations included $22,000 more per year for Governor Jay Nixon and ranged from 8 to 10% increases for other state elected officers. Members of the legislature would have received $4,000 more annually, or an 11% raise under the commission's proposal. Republican Representative Kevin Engler of Farmington says he wants to reject the increase, but says a better system is needed to determine whether officials deserve raises. Lawmakers have rejected proposals for salary increases since 2009. The measure must be approved by two-thirds of both chambers before going to the governor. Proposed Missouri legislation would ban the use of spanking or paddling by educators in public schools. Democratic State Senator Joe Kevney of St. Louis this week filed a bill to prohibit corporal punishment in those schools. Missouri is one of 19 states that allow teachers to hit children as a form of discipline. Local school boards are responsible for deciding whether educators can use corporal punishment and whether parents must be notified if it's used. School boards also can determine whether parents can opt for an alternative form of discipline. Similar legislation that also would have banned spanking in private schools failed last year. Police killings of unarmed residents in Missouri, New York, and elsewhere have prompted an array of proposed policy changes as legislatures across the nation begin their new session. In Missouri alone, lawmakers have filed more than 40 measures stemming from the fatal shooting of Mike Brown in August by Officer Darren Wilson. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.